Ken Burns and Lynn Novick have produced a new documentary, The Vietnam War, for PBS. It's an 18-hour film that we're showing on KVCR-TV Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Lillian Vasquez has produced a local radio series called The Soundtrack of the Vietnam War. She talks with local veterans from around the Inland Empire. Here's today's feature.
The film features more than 120 popular songs that define the era, including tracks from The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, and so many more. Locally, veterans share stories and songs that reflect their time during the Vietnam War. Andy Hernandez grew up in the city of Rialto. He was drafted at the age of 19. On April 12, 1966, he was inducted into the United States Army. He was discharged in 1968. He served 1 year with the 1st Cavalry Division in Central Highlands of South Vietnam.
I had fully intended to be a clerk. I was hoping to be a clerk. I had uncles that were clerks in the service, and when I went into training, they were begging, really needing typists, and I'd take typing in school, but it came time for the typing test, and unfortunately, they took another Hernandez out of our company, so he flunked the test for me, so there went my chance, and I ended up in the infantry, going to, advanced infantry training in Louisiana and Fort Ord.
This series is a soundtrack of the Vietnam War and a sample of music veterans listen to while in service. Andy was able to hide a small transistor radio in his footlocker, but it wasn't always possible for everyone serving to listen to music.
While I was there, we didn't get that much music because I was in the infantry and we were always literally out in the jungle. We didn't have trucks. We were helicoptered in and out, and we spent much time in the jungle. And at night, there was no listening to music. You didn't want to make any noise and you didn't want to reveal your position. So we didn't have much music. We did get our music a few times. We came back to base camp, and we were able to go to the clubs. There were just all different types of music because we had all different types of soldiers there. We had people from the South that liked country music. We had people from the urban North with the soul music, just all kinds of music. I think there was always a constant battle between what you would play on a jukebox or what would be playing, because one group might like country and Western, the other group might like soul. And so there was always a little conflict there. But the Animals released a song that everybody agreed on, and that song was "We Gotta Get Out of This Place."
One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, you know it. Watch my daddy in bed at time, watch his hair been turning gray, yeah. He's been working and slaving his life away, I know he's been working so hard.
But now it came on. Everybody seemed to get along and sing together on that. But we did get some music. We had one African-American soldier from Detroit. We had to carry everything we had. You can only carry so much. But he used to carry a little record player, and he had some records. His family would send him records. And I remember because he had them in these fruitcake tins that the fruitcakes came in, and he would be... He would be playing those. He would salvage a radio two-way communicator, Prick 25 they were called, and use that to power his radios. But we had guys that sing and everything, and it's always rotating, so new people are coming in with different songs. In San Francisco, you had the psychedelic scene, and that was close to us, a lot of the music there, and the protest music, Fortunate Son. This was the time of the protest movement, and the Fortunate Son was about by Creedence Clearwater, and it talks about this guy has to go in because he's not a fortunate son, the son of a senator.
Some folks are born, make a wave the flag, pull their red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief, pull that point the cannon at you and y'all. It ain't me, it ain't me, I ain't no senator's son. It ain't me.
That's Andy Hernandez, who served in the United States Army from April 66 to 68. His mission was search and destroy. They lost 8 men in his infantry. He still tries to attend reunions to reconnect with his military brothers. Andy went on to head his own construction company and then retired as a history teacher from Jehu Middle School in Rialto. The soundtrack of the Vietnam War is a KVCR series, and you can hear this story again at our website at kvcrnews.org. For KVCR News, I'm Lillian Vasquez.